Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Anucha Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Election Commission to announce Lok Sabha polls scheduled this afternoon. Implementation of Model Code of Conduct to follow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addresses a rally at Nagar Kurnool in Telangana as part of BJP's Lok Sabha campaign. New Delhi strongly condemns all forms of religiophobia in the UN and warns against dividing the organization into religious camps. Centre bans J&K People's Freedom League for 5 years, also extends ban on JKLF Yasin Malik faction. And in All England Open Badminton Championships, Lakshya Sen to take on Jonathan Christie of Indonesia in men's singles semi-final today. And now the news in detail. The Election Commission will announce the schedule for the Lok Sabha polls this afternoon. The Election Commission will announce the schedule for Lok Sabha elections. The Commission will also declare the election schedule for the assembly polls due in some states this year. With the announcement of poll schedule, the Model Code of Conduct will come into force. A report.
The term of the current Lok Sabha will end on the 16th of June this year. It is expected that this time, polling will be conducted in several phases, as was done in the 2019 general elections during the months of April and May. The BJP had registered a resounding victory in the last Lok Sabha polls, bagging 303 out of 543 seats. So far, the ruling party has announced the names of 267 candidates for the Lok Sabha elections, while the main opposition Congress has declared the names of 82 candidates. Left, TMC, Aam Aadmi Party and some other parties have also announced the names of their candidates for several Lok Sabha seats. With Divakar's report, Swati Rakheja, News Desk.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections.
Coming soon on Akashvani Gold.
Updates of election activities.
Insights from regions and constituencies.
Expert opinion and analysis.
In the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak ke saath Lok Nirnay 2024.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that no corrupt leader will be spared in his fight against corruption in the state. Addressing an impressive gathering at Praja Sankalp Sabha public meeting at Nagar Kurnool in Telangana, criticizing the BRS and the Congress, he said the family-centric parties share a common history of nepotism, corruption and appeasement. Mr. Modi assured the people of the state that all assurances given to people will be fulfilled, like in case of Article 370, Ramban and many such things.
जब मोदी कहता है कि हमारी अर्थव्यवस्था मजबूत होगी तो भारत दुनिया की सबसे तेज गति से बढ़ने वाली अर्थव्यवस्था बन जाता है यही तो है मोदी की गारंटी इसके लिए हमने दिन रात काम किया हमने तेलंगाना के गरीबों के लिए 1 crore bank account khole hain.
The Prime Minister sought people to give him double-digit Lok Sabha seats from Telangana so that he can resolve people's issues without any delay. This is the second public appearance in Telangana for Mr. Modi in last 2 days. Later today, he will reach Karnataka and address a public rally in Kalburgi district. The Prime Minister is holding mega road shows and rallies in the southern states as part of the party's election campaign for Lok Sabha polls. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister will be visiting Andhra Pradesh. He will be participating in the joint political meeting of BJP, TDP, Janasena Party at Chilla Kalluripet in Palanadu district, setting the stage for the upcoming general and state assembly elections in the state. Noted singer Anuradha Podwal today joined the Bharatiya Janata Party. She was inducted in the party in the presence of Party General Secretary Arun Singh at party headquarters in New Delhi. In Bihar, portfolios of different departments have been allocated to the newly inducted 21 ministers after the expansion of Nitish Kumar-led government. Departmental responsibilities of Deputy Chief Ministers Samrat Chaudhary and Vijay Kumar Sinha Other ministers who were holding multiple portfolios have been rationalized. Chief Minister Nitish Kumar has retained the portfolios of General Administration, Home, Cabinet Secretariat, Vigilance and Election Department. From the JDU, quota ministers have mostly retained their previous departments which they were holding in earlier governments. The Prime Minister has expressed delight on registration of over 1 crore households under the PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana. He said registrations have been pouring in from all parts of the country. The Prime Minister added that Assam, Bihar, Gujarat, Maharashtra, Odisha, Tamil Nadu and Uttar Pradesh have seen over 5 lakh registrations. The Prime Minister assured that Muft Bijli Yojana will encourage lifestyle for environment on a grand scale and contribute to a better planet. He urged the people to register at the earliest. Registrations can be done on the website pmsuryaghar.gov.in. Delhi's Rouse Avenue Court today granted bail to Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal against the arrest for skipping Enforcement Directorate's repeated summons in a case related to the alleged excise policy scam. The court asked the Aam Aadmi Party leader to furnish a personal bond of 15,000 rupees and a security bond of 1 lakh rupees for the bail. The Delhi Chief Minister violated Section 174 of the Indian Penal Code. The section deals with disobeying a legal order to be at a certain place in person or by agent. Mr. Kejriwal appeared before the court following the Enforcement Directorate's complaints that the AAP chief was not complying with agency's summons in connection with the case. The ED also told the court that the Chief Minister skipped 8 summons issued under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act. The next hearing in the case will be held at 10 a.m. on the 1st of April. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. The centre has declared the Jammu and Kashmir Liberation Front JKLF Muhammad Yasin Malik faction as an unlawful association for another 5 years. Union Home Minister Amit Shah said the banned outfit continues to engage in activities that foment terror and secessionism in Jammu and Kashmir. He said anyone found challenging the security, sovereignty and integrity of the nation will face harsh legal consequences. Mr. Shah said the Narendra Modi government has also designated the Jammu and Kashmir People's Freedom League as an unlawful association for 5 years. He said the organization threatened India's integrity by promoting, aiding and abetting the secession of Jammu and Kashmir through terrorism. The Home Minister said the Modi government will remain unsparing to people and organizations involved in terror activities. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh has approved the extension of resettlement facilities to cadets who are invalidated from military training on medical grounds during any military training. The Defence Ministry said cadets and their parents have been demanding such resettlement opportunities for decades. The Ministry said every year young cadets at military academies undergo academic and military training with the prime objective of being commissioned as officers in the armed forces. As per the rules, such a cadet is treated as an officer only after commissioning. During military training, some cadets are invalidated on medical grounds. The Raksha Mantri has cleared another proposal of the Department of Ex-Service Men Welfare, allowing the extension of benefits of schemes run by the Directorate General Resettlement. This will help 500 cadets who have been boarded out on medical grounds to access the schemes and ensure a brighter future for them. India has said it strongly condemns all forms of religiophobia and has warned against dividing the United Nations into religious camps. This was stated by India's permanent representative to the UN, Ruchira Kamboj, while addressing the UN General Assembly during the adoption of a resolution, Measures to Combat Islamophobia, at its 78th session. Ms. Kamboj said, India, as a proud champion of pluralism, firmly upholds the principle of equal protection and promotion of all religions and all faiths.
While the issue of Islamophobia is undoubtedly significant, we must acknowledge that other religions are also facing discrimination and violence. We are in principle opposed to after the creation of the post of a special envoy on the basis of a special religion. We trust that the resolution adopted does not establish a precedent that could result in numerous resolutions centered on phobias tied to specific religions, potentially dividing the United Nations into religious camps.
A mass evacuation has begun in Ukraine's Sumy region near the Russian border due to intense shelling in the area. The military administration of Ukraine said on Telegram that over 180 residents near the Veliko-Paisarska community were evacuated over the past 3 days. It added that a total of 4,500 residents have been evacuated from 22 villages. According to regional administration, 3 people were killed and 13 wounded over the past 5 days in the tents region. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on a 5-day visit to Singapore, Philippines and Malaysia from the 23rd of this month. The visit will focus on enhancing bilateral relations with the 3 countries and will provide an opportunity for engagement on regional issues of mutual concern. Former IAS officer Navneet Kumar Sehgal today took charge as the new Prasara Bharati chairman. Mr. Sehgal is a 1988 batch retired bureaucrat of the UP cadre. He is the successor of A. Surya Prakash, who completed his term as chairman in 2020. Earlier, President Draupadi Murmu appointed him after the selection committee for chairman of Prasara Bharati, headed by Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, cleared his name. Talking to media, Mr. Sehgal said, his focus will be on taking the right information to the people and apprise them about the government's welfare measures.
आम जन तक सही खबरें पहुंचाना ये प्रसार भारती का एक मुख्य उद्देश्य है. इसके साथ साथ जो जन कल्याणकारी कार्यक्रम है उसके बारे में भी हमारे जो नागरिक हैं उनको समय समय पर अवगत कराते रहना, और दूरदर्शन और रेडियो की एक बहुत बड़ी रीच है, पहुंच का सही समय पर खबरें पहुंचाने में उपयोग करने का प्रयास किया जाएगा और एक प्रोफेशनलिज्म लाने का प्रयास किया जाएगा. एज ए पब्लिक ब्रॉडकास्टर प्रसार भारती का ये कर्तव्य है कि वो सही और निष्पक्ष खबरें आम जन तक पहुंचाए.
Tribal Affairs Minister Arjun Munda has called for an in-depth study and research on tribal icons who participated in the nation's freedom movement. Addressing the gathering at the inaugural function of renovated building of Bharatiya Adim Jati Sevak Sangh at Jhandewala in New Delhi today, Mr. Munda said tribal leaders have a long history of participation in India's freedom struggle. He said that tribal culture, traditions and history need to be preserved and propagated. He hoped that the newly unveiled e-library and museum at the institute will serve as a knowledge center. Mr. Munda also unveiled the statue of social worker Amritlal Thakkar, popularly known as Thakkar Bapa, at the premises. The All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS in New Delhi, in collaboration with the Organ Retrieval Banking Organization, has performed the first dual kidney transplant at AIIMS. The donor was a 78-year-old lady who was admitted to AIIMS Trauma Center with a severe head injury. She was declared brain dead and her family consented to organ donation. According to AIIMS, she was the second oldest organ donor at AIIMS in New Delhi. In sports, in All India Open Badminton Championships, Lakshya Sen stormed into the men's singles, beating Lee Ji Jia of Malaysia. The world number 18 Indian shuttler defeated Jizia 20-22, 21-16, 21-19 in the quarterfinal at Birmingham last night. Lakshya will take on world number 9 Indonesian Jonathan Christie this afternoon. In the Women's Premier League cricket, Royal Challengers Bangalore have stormed into the final, defeating defending champions Mumbai Indians last night. The RCB women defeated Mumbai women by 5 runs in a thrilling eliminator match in Delhi. With this win, Royal Challengers Bangalore have set up the title clash with the Delhi Capitals to be held in New Delhi tomorrow. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Election Commission to announce Lok Sabha poll schedule this afternoon, implementation of model code of conduct to follow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi addresses a rally at Nagar Kurnool in Telangana as part of BJP's Lok Sabha campaign. New Delhi strongly condemns all forms of religiophobia in the UN and warns against dividing the organization into religious camps. Centre bans J&K People's Freedom League for 5 years, also extends ban on JKLF Yasin Malik faction. And in All England Open Badminton Championships, Lakshya Sen to take on Jonathan Christie of Indonesia in men's singles semi-final today. And with that, we end the midday news.